These RT-PCR tests have become the backbone of our testing infrastructure, yet their high cost and slow rate of analysis have undermined any attempt to put their high sensitivity to good use. CDC analyses suggest that we are identifying only about 1 in 10 cases of COVID-19, mostly because we are testing so few people. By putting a premium on the accuracy of tests, we fail to test a majority of people with COVID-19, and these built-in delays actually undermine our ability to identify cases in a timely manner. The Quidel company has already received FDA approval for its antigen-based test on a strip of paper. Researchers are testing another $1 antigen test for widespread use in Senegal. Why, then, have these cheap and rapid tests not become the foundation of our national testing strategy? The answer lies in test sensitivity. Antigen tests require higher levels of virus than RT-PCR to return a positive result. There has been significant pushback from those who believe it would be irresponsible to widely use a test that might miss many positive cases. But the frequency of testing and the speed of results counter that concern. The RT-PCR tests are currently slowing laboratories to a crawl. If everyone took an antigen test today, even identifying only 50% of the positives, we would still identify 50% of all current infections in the country, 5 times the 10% of cases we are likely identifying now because we are testing so few people. Accuracy could be increased through repeated testing and through the recognition that quicker test results would identify viral loads during the most infectious period, meaning those cases we care most about identifying would be less likely missed. Even better, we would be identifying these cases while they were still infectious, rather than 10 days later when the virus might have already been transmitted repeatedly. Speed matters much more than test sensitivity in controlling a pandemic. The evidence makes clear it is time for a paradigm shift on testing. Cheap and rapid antigen testing can identify and prevent every cluster of COVID-19. It is time for the federal government to take strong leadership on directing our resources toward this new strategy. The U.S. has the ability to print paper strip antigen tests in massive numbers and to distribute them all over the country. If we do these things, we can move past 10-day delays, quash the current outbreaks, and ensure that we can safely go to work, do our shopping, and send our kids to school.